Members of the public in our gallery this morning, I'd like to declare the meeting open at 9:32 and acknowledge the traditional owners, the Kondamooki people, who are the custodians of the land in which we meet this morning. I would also like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging and extend that respect to any other Indigenous Australians that may be present here this morning. Just a quick housekeeping item, just in the case of evacuation, I would ask that you remain calm and follow my directions. That the emergency exit is through the gallery doors on your left and down the stairs to the exit at Bloomfield Street. Public conduct at meetings. We just have a reminder for members of the public in our gallery this morning that not without the prior approval of the chairperson can you make any audio or video recordings or take any photographs. Remain quiet and do not disrupt the meeting in any way. Please do not bring any meetings or placards into the chambers that may cause a hazard or interfere with other people's present. Be suitably dressed. We ask you to turn all of your mobiles onto silent, and if you need to take a call, please leave the room. And as chairperson, it's just a reminder that it is my responsibility to warn a member of the public present at a meeting who's not complying with any or all of these requirements that I may, with or without such warning, require the person to leave the meeting and not return for a period as decided by the chairperson, and that could include future meetings. I haven't been advised of any leaves of absence, councillors. So item three, devotional segment, I'd like to welcome Reverend Mike Smith from Redlands Church of Christ, who's going to lead council in a brief devotional segment. Over to you. Thanks, Reverend.
Thank you. I am always a little challenged in meetings like this one with the recognition of land. Yes, our Aboriginal fathers and brothers are custodians of the land in many ways, and yes, they are the elders of the land in many ways. I'm here this morning to say, in fact, because I had a look at your agenda for the day and I saw how much of it is about land. I reckon the elders of the community are sitting here. I reckon the actual custodians of the land, in really practical terms, are going to make decisions about who gets what, how much it costs and where it goes. That's here. So that you know, country business that we do is intended, I think, to provide some sense of sacredness, some sense of presence, some sense of where we stand. I'm out of the Christian stable. Very few people have read their Bibles enough to know that we believe land has personality. Land does stuff. Land can grieve, land can rejoice, land can be frustrated, land can wait, land can become a proxy for the judgments of God. And just two bits, both out of Leviticus, which I know none of you have read, so it's all right. hands up. all the churchy ones, put your hands in. All right. There's a list of what happens when we build culture and society that is just towards one another, honourable towards God, ecologically sustainable. This is the list: ecological health, economic prosperity, personal and civil security, population growth and abundance. It's a cool list. Nice. My favourite of what happens on the other side is just a beautiful one-liner, which I reckon should be the headline over the Murray-Darling report. Surely if you defile the land, it will vomit you out. some bits of the Bible should get used a lot more. But yeah, look, I'm just here to pray for you and bless you. To say again, most of us would not be politicians of any sort for $1 million. We honour what you do. We love you for what you do. We reserve the right to argue violent with you about how we do everything, but we know there's no one in politics who's not there with a heart to do something worthwhile and valuable. So be blessed, and I guess that's my job. Can I pray for you? Let's pray. Father, it'll be a mundane day. Actually, I can't remember. Someone walked past me outside and said, yep, another day. And Lord, in many ways, it is. It's mundane. People will be happy with what happens here today. Other people will probably start court action to try to get a different decision. But Father, in all that, I want to pray for a sense of presence in this place, that these people will feel the joy and the weight of the eldership of our community. And Lord, particularly as the land stuff happens, it's so easy for it just to become regulations and stuff. Help us to keep some sense of sacredness, some sense of holiness, some sense of this bigger game. This in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Coffee on the table, is that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
councillors, just a quick reminder of your declarations of interest on matters that we would be discussing today. Just in relation to your material personal interest or conflict of interest, there is a summary of that in your agenda, and it's covered under Division 5A of the Local Government Act 2009. Just a reminder, at any time through today, if you need to declare that, you need to advise the Chair. This morning we have a couple of recognitions of achievement, and if I may just start with, I guess, a condolence message. As yesterday morning, I was shocked to hear of the passing of one of our incredible champions in our city. So today, Redlands Coast is mourning the sad and sudden passing of a local resident, John Smallwood. Those who knew John would describe him as a gentleman, an incredible role model, a compassionate citizen, and a man who actually thought of other people a lot more than he thought of himself. He was a man of many causes, that all of them were aimed at helping other people in his community and his family. He was an avid cyclist, and so his legacy will be felt across the world, including cycling around Vietnam for 3 months in 2009, volunteering at a hostel for people with severe disabilities in that country, and being so moved by what he experienced that 2 years later he rode 7,000 kilometres across America on his push bike. Just a reminder that this man is in his 70s, so you can do the math. He also towed, while he was riding across America, towed a trailer with his belongings to raise money for that hostel. Along the way, he endured storms, rain, fog, pounding winds, freezing cold, and he was even hit by a car on his second last day. All of that didn't, and his age, really meant nothing to John. When others were preparing for their retirement, he completed the Grafton Inverell Cycle Classic at the age of 65, raising $20,000 for his grueling 230-kilometre effort across the Great Dividing Range for his Vietnam hostel. John never took his health or his fitness for granted. He believed that while he had a capacity to make a difference, he had a responsibility to help those less fortunate and disadvantaged. And he did that in spades. He turned his trusty bike into a moneymaker for charities, riding on the Great Cycle Challenge to raise money for cancer research after his granddaughter was diagnosed with leukemia. His enthusiasm was infectious, and soon friends had joined him in the annual rides. He also bought a tandem bike to take people with vision impairments for bike rides throughout the Redlands Coast. You would often see him riding around Wellington Point, and he certainly loved his city. In between charity fundraising, John somehow found the time to assist local sporting clubs. You could often find him volunteering at Muddy's, at the cricket club, and the Redlands Multi Sports Club. And he was instrumental in project managing extensions to the Redlands Multi Sport Club, organising contractors and overseeing its construction. He rarely, if ever, sought recognition for the things that he did. So I was really proud in 2013 to present him with the Redlands Senior Citizen of the Year Award for his contribution not only to our home, Redlands Coast, but others in desperate need of help. And I can recall him being very humble and rather embarrassed despite his great achievements, because that was the sort of person that John Smallwood was. To have met John Smallwood was to meet a man full of positive thoughts and actions, even when he didn't agree with what was going on. He and I shared a strong belief that Redlands Coast had a bright future as a cycling mecca, and he was often in my office reminding me of the things that we needed to do to make it better, whether it was fixing a pothole for the classic ride or whether it was talking about opportunities to bring more cyclists to the city and encourage our younger people to be more active. He was absolutely tireless in working with council to achieve all of these potentials. Even a really serious fall in recent years did not even begin to dim his enthusiasm. He actually dreamed of Redlands Coast drawing cyclists from all over, for special races, for mountain biking, and just for enjoying cycling through leisure cycling. He was one of the prime movers for the Redlands, for the city's first criterion, which was around the streets of Cleveland. John Smallwood was definitely not a man you could easily say no to. He was so enthusiastic about his projects and turning his dreams into reality that you couldn't help be mesmerised and drawn into it. You just wanted to help. He achieved a great deal for so many people in our city. He was a great citizen of Redlands Coast, and he will leave a wonderful legacy. I'm sure he will be sadly missed by many people, including myself, his community, his clubs, but more importantly, his family. So on behalf of all of us here in council and the community and all the staff, I'd like to express our deepest condolences to the people who whose lives John touched, to his family and to his close friends. Just wanted to also recognise and acknowledge that our colleagues in Townsville have certainly been doing it tough over the last week, and I messaged Mayor Hill this morning to make her aware that this community is thinking of her, and certainly we're backing that up with our SES crews, paying it forward. They've been sent up to Townsville and working alongside locals and state agencies to help them to respond to this unprecedented flooding that is devastating the people of Townsville. Four of our dedicated Redlands SES volunteers are already on the ground in Townsville assisting, and there'll be another seven that will go on Saturday. I'm a big fan of our Orange Angels, and they never fail to step up when people need them most, both here at home on the Redlands Coast and further afield. When someone's in help, they come to their aid, and we saw this during the Stratty fires last year. They come from all over. And in this nation, jumping from fire to flood, it's quite common, but our guys are now up there helping people put tarps on their homes, performing emergency roof repairs and clearing fallen trees and cleaning up the debris. You may be aware that our local disaster coordinator, Michael Tate, left there yesterday, and three of our Southern Moreton Bay Island community champions, that's something very unique to this city, also left today to work with the Australian Red Cross to help set up more evacuation centres across the city. I want to thank everyone who is heading to North Queensland to help out. You take with you the thoughts and best wishes of all of us here at Redlands City Council, and I'm sure all of the community of Redlands Coast. Councillors, we have another recognition. Councillor Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to take a moment to acknowledge that on Saturday, Councillor Wendy Boglari and I were able to represent residents of the community of Thornside at the it was the decommissioning of the Thornside Uniting Church, which for 75 years commenced as a Sunday school with pastoral commitment to young people of the area. During the 1960s, 70s and 80s, there were 100 young people who would meet on a regular Sunday basis. That community over the last 75 years gathered to create, first of all, an old disused World War II hut that was put together with another hut, and then they created a hall, and then they built a church with the support of John Golby from council. A very sad day to see that the congregation has diminished to the point where the Uniting Church has decided to cease the pastoral, that it's no longer going to be a church. Councillor Boglari and I have agreed to meet with the members of the church to consider what might be future community uses in that space. But I just think it's important to acknowledge that the decisions of any of that sort of stuff sits with the Uniting Church, and we look forward to doing whatever we can to support the community at this time when they're suffering a great loss after such a great commitment to them, their community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bishop. Any other councillors? Let's just move on to item 6 of our agenda, which is the receipt and confirmation of minutes. Could I please have a mover and seconder that the minutes of general meeting held on the 23rd of January 2019 be confirmed? Moved Councillor Golay, seconded Councillor Hughes. Are there any comments of correctness, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? That motion is carried unanimously. Matters outstanding from previous general meetings, CEO, sorry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The petition from residents requesting council include antisocial behaviour in the security camera policy, and the following notice of motion will come to the next general meeting in 2 weeks' time. The report on the local government activity and the regional approach to waste and resource management will come towards the end of the year, as was outlined in the report.
Thank you, CEO. public participation. I haven't been advised of any member of the public wanting to address council this morning. So with that, I'll move on to petitions and presentations. Councillor Edwards, you have a petition to present.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I've got a petition from residents of Macleay Island requesting priority approval of permit application as lodged to Redland City Council and pending as of March 2018 for Bay Island Coffee and Juice Van currently trading in Macleay Island Hotel car park to operate in or adjacent to the Macleay Island Ferry Terminal with permission to trade between hours 4am to 5pm and water if possible. I move the petition is of an operational nature and be received and referred to the Chief Executive Officer for consideration.
Move Councillor Edwards, seconded Councillor Elliott. Any further discussion?
Just note that officers are preparing a report policy which will come to Council in due course.
Thank you. Okay. Those in favour? Against? It's carried unanimously. Order of business, councillors. Councillors, we do require a mover and seconder for 19.3 that it may be withdrawn from the agenda. Moved Councillor Boglari, seconded Councillor Edwards. Those in favour? Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Any other motions to alter the order of business? There being none, we'll move straight on to our reports. And the first report is 13.1, which is our delegated authority for decisions category 1, 2 and 3 development applications. Mover and seconded. Moved Councillor Bishop, seconded Councillor Edwards. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Bishop?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Only to say that 13.1 decisions made under delegated authority for categories 1, 2 and 3 development applications is as per the officer's recommendation. Just like to move that.
Any questions, comments? There being none. Those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. Item 13.2, mover and seconder, thanks. Move Councillor Edwards, seconded Councillor Boglari. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Edwards?
Moving 13.2, it's just a administrative piece that comes through as every time I'm meeting.
No comments, councillors. I put the motion. Those in favour? Against? It's carried unanimously. Thank you. Councillors, just item 15 is the next item, which is a mayoral minute, and on your desk you should have a copy of the draft. I sent it through. It's just in regards to the federal government advocacy document. Well, it's up on the... So, councillors, it's that time of the electoral cycle again. I think Cheryl might have it already. Is it on your desk there, Cheryl? Yeah, she has it, Wendy. It's that time of the electoral cycle where we get to put forward, on behalf of our residents, the areas of need in our city that can be addressed by federal government funding or representation. So it's fairly self-explanatory. Obviously, we try to keep it simple. Last week, we adopted the federal funding allocation request that we have that return to what it used to be of 1% of all national taxation revenue. That's the federal assistance grant, so that's also on there. But obviously, issues such as the Birkdale Commonwealth land, you know, our internet connectivity and mobile connectivity continues to be an issue for our residents. And although there is funding commitments from the Commonwealth for Russell Island, North Stradbroke Island, they are yet to actually be built and delivered. So we will continue to pressure the federal government to make that happen. And it becomes more and more apparent for the need when we have disasters such as the fire, because that was certainly a discussion within the debrief of a local disaster management group, that connectivity is such a critical piece of life-saving equipment. So that remains on our list. Fair to say, transport infrastructure continues to be a topic of discussion, and we certainly welcome any funding from any level of government to help us deliver congestion-busting infrastructure, wherever that might be. Once again, health is also a very topical issue out there, and we know that two levels of government participate in the funding of our hospitals. The fact is that the residents don't really care where that money comes from. They just want it to be of a suitable grade and make sure that the infrastructure is keeping up with the growth and that it's being invested in ahead of time rather than having to be playing catch up. And the list goes on. SLSQ, Centre of Excellence, small business, obviously. Innovation is a big space and they need support in that area. And so I'll be going to Canberra next week, trying to meet with as many shadow ministers and ministers as possible, to present them with this advocacy document. So I open it up to discussion, councillors. The motion is there in front of you. Councillor Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I do understand the importance of leaning where we can on the political leverage point to get the outcomes for this city that are important. One of the things that I certainly have raised in relation to feedback on this document when it comes to the Birkdale Commonwealth land is that there is a critical importance upon the elected representatives, 11 councillors and one member for Bowman, to impel any future deliberation or discussion or land use planning for the site of the Birkdale Commonwealth lands to be informed by robust heritage and environmental assessments that are site-wide. These need to be done. It's only the 11 councillors and the one state federal member that can call for that to be done. It is absolutely essential because there are characteristics on that site that are not known, that need to be informed by those studies so that we can assess it properly in accordance with best practice. So I call on all elected...
What's the point of that?
So what's your point of order? I need you to refer to standing orders, thank you.
Rollins?
That's not a point of order, Councillor. Councillor Bishop, please, if you can, we appreciate your concerns. There's another item on today's agenda that will actually not only provide councillors with some of that information, but obviously there'll be more discussion about that.
And as we are in the political arena and as this is a political advocacy document, I'm appealing to the elected representatives of Bowman and of Redland City to ensure that those studies are done site-wide in order to ensure that communities' interests are managed, mapped, assessed, protected in perpetuity so that we can adhere to best practice, good governance, and do what our job is, which is to ensure that that is linked to best practice. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Councillor Bishop. Councillor Tolte.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to support and endorse the document, and all of the items raised are important to our community going forward in the future, and anything that we can do to encourage those at higher levels of government to commit to bringing those matters forward through funding is a good idea.
I would just like to comment on the Birkdale Commonwealth land. A lot of councillors have sat around here for many years trying to get it, including yourself. And we're all very passionate about getting it for the right reasons. Just in it, it's got to ask all candidates to commit to selling the Birkdale land to us. I know yourself, you're very passionate about lobbying to try and ask for it to be gifted to us, and perhaps that should be put in there as well, if that the Commonwealth should gift it to us, because I know that was something that you're passionate that we get it gifted rather than just sell it. And I'm just wondering if that wording should be changed before we give it to them. Ask them to do the right thing and gift it to our community, not just going out with asking to buy it. Is that okay to have?
There will need to be some sort of transaction, so it could be like a $1 transaction.
Right.
So, okay. Look, it's on the public record. We would love them to give it to us.
We
will certainly ask for that, continue to ask for that. But I think, I agree that there's some semantics around it. But you need to understand that when I get 30 seconds often with a minister in Canberra, they won't be going to the detail. I'll be running through these very quickly. But
I didn't pick it up before that gifted noted. Wasn't in there. That was all, and I just wanted to make sure that...
You have my word that I will make sure.
Oh, I know your word. I just don't want the federal government to think we're not having gifted as an option.
I acknowledge we have another item on our agenda, and we can discuss this in a little more in a little more detail. But I can assure you, as a draft.
But the wording on this, if we adopt this now, could be changed to.
If you wish, we could turn it to ensure council acquires that property.
Yeah. Just something so that they don't forget about gifting it to us.
Yeah, okay. I won't let them forget, I promise. Councillor Golay.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I did raise this in some of the feedback. University or other tertiary education, so we have a TAFE. TAFE does deliver bachelor degrees. I'm quite certain that we were advised in a presentation that the Redlands would need to increase to 500,000 in order to have a big box block type university from QUT or Griffith, etc. Wouldn't it be more prudent and a little bit more granular to seek support, not only from the federal level but also the state level, to get another school that caters for from prep to year 12 in the southern end of Redlands, being a little bit more granular about what type of education centre we want?
That will be a state government.
I understand it's state.
But this is a federal government. I'm happy to raise that at the next...
I understand that, but I'm simply pointing out that just simply saying we want a university gives the impression to the public that we want the big box block down the road when we've already got a tertiary education area provided by TAFE that supplies bachelor degrees. There's online degrees. I think we need to be a little bit more descriptive of what type of university here.
Well, I don't think we have we don't have that kind of latitude. If you read the document, it actually says we've been trying to encourage university or other higher education facility to establish a satellite campus. So that's not the big box.
So what would be the definition of a satellite? Are we
talking
the
UQ Martin partnership across the road that delivers a Bachelor of Nursing and Midwifery. So that means that 14 of our students from Redlands don't have to travel to Brisbane or to Springfield or to Sunshine Coast. 14 of them can stay here and actually continue their tertiary higher education here in Redlands. So there's lots of different ways they can deliver it. I don't think we can be prescriptive because we're probably, obviously our education action plan identifies how we can build that need in our city. So
I'd just be careful, Madam Chair, just saying, we want a university, because to the general public, they look at it as this big blocks retail university like Griffith University campus is suddenly going to grow out of the ground here somewhere, and it's actually not. So we need to be, I would suggest we need to be a little bit more prescriptive over and above just saying satellite. If we already have a TAFE that delivers bachelor degrees, and as you've described, another satellite area that delivers degrees, plus there's more and more scope for online degrees, I think we just need to be a little bit more prescriptive
You don't want to further university, is that what you're saying, Councillor, or you just want it to be
broader? Be prescriptive about what...
I don't think we can be prescriptive.
Okay.
Right. I don't believe we can. We're not driving this. We're just saying that our community says to us that they want their children to be able to live and learn here in Redlands. So we open this up. It's not maybe even government that will deliver on it, but it's been a constant for request to me, certainly, to look for opportunities for our young people to have here in our city rather than having to leave. Mm. So I take on board what you say. Yeah. I think there's lots of different ways people...
I just think it's very generalised and it's going to cause confusion. Thank you.
Councillor Hughes.
Thank you, Mayor. Following on from our recent training, I have discussed a conflict of interest. I do not have a conflict of interest being a member of the Labor Party, but I'd like to put it on the table that I am a member of the Labor Party. Nothing to do with this document. However, 100% supporting Council and our advocacy. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hughes. Any other comments? Councillor Mitchell?
Thanks, Mayor. This has been put together by council and councillors on behalf of the community, and it's based on some good research. And there is, and there's a generalist, but gee, there's something in it for everyone here and the community to go through it with health services, transport infrastructure to get to and from work, business support. So, and it is about our families, and we all live here. Most of us live here. So my appeal is we're advocating strongly on your behalf, and the Mayor will do a great job in Canberra, politely knocking on doors and making strong points. I'd like to appeal to our community to get behind this and also individually have a look at the sort of items that we're advocating for and make your voice heard, not just at the ballot box but before. Write to your members and candidates, and let's really raise our voice. It's time to stand up for our area. We're doing our bit. Please get behind us. Thank you.
Thank you, councillors. Any other comments? Well, if you don't ask, you won't receive. And we need to put ourselves on the map at all levels of government. And you have my commitment that I will do my best to do that, politely knocking on their doors. It is what it is, and I think it's great that it can come to council and have your feedback. I take on board your comments, and I can assure you that I think the intent remains the same across the board. So with that, I'll I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. I haven't been advised of any notice of motion or amendments to resolutions or urgent business. We now have a closed session. So, councillors, we have a number of items on there. Do we have a mover to move into closed session? Sorry, is there a question, Councillor Elliott? Some of them are significant, I think, Councillor Elliott, and there are, you know, under the Act, we've given reasons as to why we need to discuss these in confidential. So I just caution councillors to talk about it outside of that until we've got with our legal advice to do so. Councillor Gold, I guess I need a motion. Move Councillor Hughes, seconded Councillor Bishop. Those in favour? Those against? Have we got those in favour? Against? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. So, councillors, I'll just give the girls a time to turn the video and record it back on. All good? All right. So the first item we're dealing with, councillors, will be item 19.1. Mover and seconder for that move, Councillor Elliott. Seconded, Councillor Edwards. Those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. We have an amended motion for 19.2. Councillor Mitchell, you're moving that alternative motion. Move Councillor Mitchell, seconded. Councillor Boglari is seconding that. Do you want to speak to it, Councillor Mitchell?
Yeah, very briefly.
Understanding your obligation under the Local Government Act. Yep.
Absolutely, Mayor. Thank you very much. Yes, just to point out to the community, particularly dot point one, we've heard the community loud and clear, this councillor and this council, and we're representing their position very strongly to our partners, the state, and we'll continue to do that cooperatively. Thank you.
Any other comments? Being none, put the motion. Those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Next item is 19.4. We also have an amended motion for that. Mover for that, Councillor Bishop. Seconded, Councillor Boglari. Sorry, amended motion. No, we're getting there. Sorry. No, it's the next one, 19.4. Sorry. We withdrew that one. Okay. Move, Councillor Bishop, seconded Councillor Boglari. Do we need any further discussion? Comment, Councillor Bishop?
Yes, Madam Mayor. In relation to this, as we look through the confidential items, we're doing an administrative acknowledgement that the reason that this can't be discussed in public is that it's to do with other business for which a public discussion would be likely to prejudice the interest of the local government or someone else or enable a person to gain a financial advantage. So just acknowledging that. Also just like to acknowledge that what is in the public interest in relation to this particular item is very important, and that one of the things that I have been at pains to ensure in the discussions have been that the various studies necessary would be able to be a commitment of this council. And I'd like to ask, if I may, your commitment to have those studies done.
I'd like to put a motion, please, Mayor.
Councillor, that is not appropriate because you have moved a motion and you've seconded it, so there's no opportunity for you to add to that. We've got a put motion, councillors, those who support the put motion. That's carried. I just need the put motion. Those who support it, Councillor Boglari, Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Golay, Councillor Hewlett, Councillor Edwards, Councillor Hughes, Councillor Tolte, Councillor Gleeson, Councillor Williams, those against, Councillor Elliott and Councillor Bishop. Thank you. I put the motion. Those in favour? For the motion. Those against? Can I just get you to... Oh, put the motion. Yeah. I think it was unanimous. I'll just get you to put your hands up with a bit of of excitement in your limbs. Thanks. Could I just those in favour? Of the motion? Those against? That's carried. I'm going to talk to you about that move later, Councillor. Thank you. The next motion, Councillors, is... that was carried unanimously, Councillors. The next motion is 19.5. Mover for that, thanks. Councillor Tolte has moved the officer's recommendation, seconded by Councillor Edwards. Those in favour? Oh, sorry, my apologies before I take that vote. Speaker for, Councillor Tolte, did you want to speak to it?
No, Madam Chair, we've taken advice and we need to let the legal process move forward.
Speaker against?
Thanks, Madam Chair. When the residents initially approached me to take action on this, I believe it's actually led to where we are now. So taking this straight from the Department of Local Government, the primary role of councillors is to act in the public interest. As the councillor for Division 3, I do not believe this particular application in that particular location along Ziganfuse Road is in the public interest, and as proven already, has seen antisocial behaviour on an ongoing basis that is impacting residents living within proximity of the applicant's property due to a failure by the applicant to abide by regulatory agencies. A councillor is elected to serve and represent the interests of the whole community in their local government area. It is important that residents are confident that their council makes its decisions in the overall public interest and not to benefit a particular group or party. I believe that the applicant, despite 2 years of complaints, will be granted through planning grounds a reprieve. The applicant failed to act to address the antisocial behaviour as a landlord, which is subsequently...
What's your point of order, Councillor?
The Council's not even talking to the report, and this is the political grandstanding.
Standing orders?
Yeah.
All right, Councillor, I think you need to wrap up very quickly. That is a point of order. We've given you latitude to speak on this confidential item, and I ask you then to be respectful of that latitude.
Okay, thanks, Madam Chair. Basically, this application has led to compliance action that has caused a cost to ratepayers to investigate and subsequent costs to address a retrospective application, not to mention causing the local community living in proximity of the property undue stress. In my opinion, the application...
All right, Councillor. I think as much as you're not breaching confidentiality, I think you're actually stepping outside of the requirements of standing order. So I think we
Madam
might
Chair,
just...
Madam Chair, I sought legal advice as...
That's right, advised. And you may... Thank you. Legal advice wasn't based on the standing orders. Legal advice was based on the proceedings in the appeals court. So, councillors, I'm going to... You've got last chance, and if not that, I will consider that to be unsuitable meeting conduct.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I'll close in saying that I wish to support option two, and that is council resolves to instruct council solicitors to prepare for a hearing and defend the refusal on behalf of the residents. Thank you.
Thank you. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Those in favour? Councillor Boglari, Mitchell, Edwards, Elliott, Tolte, Bishop, Williams. Those against? Councillor Golay, Hewlett, Hughes, Gleeson. Thank you. Item 19.6, mover and seconder. Councillor Mitchell moves that. Seconder, Councillor Boglari. Any discussion? Put the motion. Those in favour? Against? It's carried unanimously. Item 19.7. Move Councillor Tolte. Seconder, Councillor Boglari. Those in favour? Against? It's carried unanimously. Item 19.8. Move Councillor Boglari. Seconder, Councillor Edwards. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Declare the meeting closed at 11:18.